This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
A no-win situation.
Yeah.
That's what this man says he was thrown into.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear the situation, it's hard to argue with him. Because, gentlemen, your wife, your girlfriend, loves to ask you all kinds of hypothetical questions.
And they think it's fun.
But it never ends fun.
No, it don't.
It never ends fun. Because most of the time, if you don't answer that fake scenario question right, it becomes a real-time fight.
Yep.
But there's no way to answer the fake scenario question right.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So this week, we got a message from a guy named Matt on Instagram.
Yeah.
And if you want to get us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Matt writes us, my wife asked me a question that does not have a right answer. It was a trap from the beginning. She asked me, quote, would you cheat on me to save my life?
Okay. All right.
Matt goes on. She made me answer. And I said, yes, because I don't want her to die.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes later, she left the room mad, and it was tense for hours after. I don't think there's a right way to answer that question.
No.
Okay. First off, when it comes to the actual question, would you cheat on me to save my life?
No, I'd rather see you dead.
Okay. Is there a right way to answer that question?
No, because there's going to be a follow-up.
Okay.
Because then she would also...
Who?
What's that?
Would it be with who?
Yes.
Oh, wait, I have to pick someone to cheat?
Oh, she will do that,
okay.
Too.
All right.
Yeah, she'll double down.
All right, let me ask you, because you think you're a smooth-talking man.
But I've gotten in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, no, that's what I keep telling you when you tell me that you know how to talk to women. Mm. Tommy, how do you answer the question, would you cheat on me to save my life?
I love you so much. I want to watch you die.
All right, Kimmy, as a woman who loves to ask these hypothetical questions of husbands and boyfriends, how do you answer the question? What would you want to hear?
I mean, I would hope you'd save my life.
So you're fine with your husband cheating?
You love me... Because I can't think of how you'd justify it the other way. Like, you love me so much that you'd rather see me die than cheat?
Well, I guess the
argument?
I guess the argument would be, like, there would be no one that I could see as beautiful as you, so I couldn't cheat on you, so sorry, you're going to die?
Just watch you wither away.
So you would want your husband to say cheat?
I think so.
Okay, all right. The The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you can come up with an actual way to answer that question. Mm. But aside from that,
yeah.
When did women decide to ruin weekends and evenings with these weird-ass hypothetical questions?
Oh, it's been going on for, I know, at least decades.
Okay, so
in
I was
my life.
I was unaware this was a thing that was always happening.
Yeah. So there was a board game called Taboo.
Okay.
And you would get together with your friends, and it would ask you all these kind of questions around the room. Like, you pulled a card, and then you asked the next person next to you that kind of a question.
Gotcha.
And then they have to answer, or if they don't, you know, you lose a point or whatever. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And they blow up evenings.
Well, you've told the story on the air before.
It shut down a dinner party.
So this has resurfaced again in a...
Maybe it does every few years, just in different ways.
Well, I mean, in this way now, Kimmy, it's viral videos that you see on social media, and it's women that are asking...
So you're exposed.
Yes, exactly. And their questions, like, for example, if I answered a phone call from an ex in front of you, how would you react?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a trap question.
Yeah.
What would you do if I spent $2,000 without discussing it with you? Which is a trap question. You want the most insane one that showed up the other day?
What's that?
Are you ready for this?
Right.
Quote, you're in a room with 20 naked women.
Okay.
You're blindfolded. I'm in there too. None of us can talk. How do you find me?
Oh. Yeah.
All right. I want you to answer that question. You are in a room with 20 naked women.
Yeah.
You're blindfolded. No women can talk. How do you find me?
I will eventually find you.
How?
I'll start at one end of the room and work my way across.
You're going to be touching other women's naked
body?
I'm
going to have to,
man. Oh, yeah, I'm on a divorce. Kimmy, how do you answer that question?
I missed the question.
Okay,
on the phone.
The question is, you're in a this is a real question. A woman asked her boyfriend on TikTok the other day.
Yeah.
You're in a room with 20 naked women. You are blindfolded.
Okay.
None of us can talk. How do you find me?
What's the answer to that
What
question?
Is the answer that woman is looking for?
I don't know
okay.
what you're looking for.
Okay. And these women, they ask these questions, right, on TikTok and Instagram, and it's funny, and then our wives think it's funny, and they go, oh, we should ask that too. And by the way, it always happens out of nowhere,
because
you never get a warning like, hey, do you feel like making life tense for a couple hours?
Yes.
Right? And you have to say something.
Right.
Because
but there is no right answer.
Thank you. Thank you. And if you don't say anything, they assume whatever the worst thing they were thinking is what you were going to say.
Yep.
And if you say actively, I don't want to do this, you get accused of not wanting to have fun or we don't connect with
each
other.
You're being mean.
Yes, there is nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing you can do. Why, Kimmy, do you guys feel the need to do this to us?
I don't know. I've never, I mean, unless like you're prompted in some way, like something, somebody brings it up. Like, I've never thought about a hypothetical question like this.
You're going to tell me you've never done this to your husband?
I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, what would be similar. Like, we've had the discussion, like celebrity hall pass. Is that similar, I guess?
I mean, it's still, I wouldn't want to play that game.
Yeah, it's also like, who would you do?
Yeah.
Or F, kill, marry.
Yeah.
It's marry, F, kill. You're really trying to bang up front, aren't you?
And the other one is, which one of my friends do you think is the cutest?
Well, that is the most trappiest of trap questions.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten to the point where I just say it now. You want to ask a question? Here's the answer.
I just tell you, all your friends are ugly. they're just all hogs.
252-WCMF. All right, we have men on hold and have written us that believe they're so smart.
Oh, everybody's found a loophole, Pat.
Can't wait to hear this.
So Matt wrote us on Instagram saying that he got in an argument with his wife because she asked him the hypothetical question, would you cheat on me to save my life? He told her yes, because I don't want you to die. And 10 minutes later, he says she left the room and it's been tense ever since. Nick writes on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. If I had to choose between those options, I would rather die with you.
Oh, all right. So like a murder-suicide type of thing.
That is terrible. Okay. Yeah, why would you say that?
Yeah.
But Phil might be smarter than Matt.
All right.
Or Nick, I'm sorry. Phil, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Phil?
Hey. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So my answer to that would be, I would tell her, I would do whatever you want me to do.
Okay, you think that
would be my answer.
You think that would actually work, Phil?
Why not?
Because she's going to go, no, but really, what do you want to do? I want to know what you want to do.
Yeah, that's not an answer.
What do you want to do, Phil?
Yes, it is.
It's not an answer, Phil. You're not being fun. Phil.
You're being mean, Phil.
Phil, we're just trying to have fun, and you never connect with me in these ways.
And we never go out.
You're also getting fat.
Well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
Phil, are you married? You got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I am married.
Okay, you're married. How long have you been married for?
Actually, we just got married in March, but we've been together since for 7 years.
Okay, he's one of those guys. Strung it out as long as he could. Hey, you know, COVID, baby. Come on. Write that up.
Yeah, come on.
Phil, terrible answer, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
You didn't want to ask him, but you were going to ask
him. I don't even care anymore. No, because I love guys. Let me tell you how it works. How long have you married for? Less than a year. Yeah, of course, idiot. That's why you think you've got this figured out. Every man that has experience in a long-term relationship knows it's a trap.
Yes.
There's nothing you can do, and it's just now going to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I just don't get why women love to welcome this uncomfortability, if that's a word, into the situation.
They just want to make things miserable.
No, but that,
That's the only reason to do this.
No, but that's a stupid. I know it seems that way.
What else could it be? Because they don't want an answer.
But they don't want to be miserable. Nobody wants to be miserable.
Then why would you play this game knowing there's no answer in your head that would be acceptable? Because you're asking me this question. So you obviously have something in your head you want to hear. I'd like to know what that is.
Okay, but maybe they don't know. Maybe they don't have an answer.
Maybe she thinks you're going to say something romantic. Brilliant. Or something that will put more confidence, I guess.
Okay.
Hey, if I was romantic, we wouldn't need to play this stupid game. I would have swept you off your feet, and you would have been dazzled.
I think Kimmy is onto something, though, and I want you to put a pin in that because we're going to loop back around a bit. We got folks waiting on hold, 252-WCMF. Daryl writes us, my answer would be to the whole, would you cheat on me to save my life?
Yeah, it was yet.
If those were my only two choices, I would cheat with one of your other personalities so I wouldn't be with another actual person.
No, I wouldn't go in that direction.
That might have been the worst response possible. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
That's a great response right there.
No, it's not, Jeremy!
Yes, it is, but I have a better one.
Okay.
You're gonna lose anyway, right? All this is just for social media, stupid clout. You know why Kimmy doesn't play this game? Because she has an actual life and she does things. She doesn't sit around on her phone all day asking dumb questions. But listen, here's your answer, all right? Your answer is this. Well, yeah, I would, to save your life, but probably with your sister or your mom, I would keep it in the family. You're going to blow up your relationship with this stupid answer anyway. You might as well just drop the bomb. Have some fun with it, man. You can spend a couple days by yourself, in silence. Do what you want. She won't nag you. It'll be great. The Thundercat show is going to be awesome. See you, Dick.
See you, Jeremy. Oh, man, he was right to the point there.
I think you might have a buddy go to see Thundercat.
And
he wants to bang his mother-in-law.
Well, I mean, to his point, like, you might as well just grip it, rip it, and swing for the fences.
No, that's going to make things way
I agree.
Worse.
That's a stupid thing to
way
do.
Worse.
Yeah, if she has a sister, I'd keep her out of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. Matt writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. The question I heard the other day, if I had an identical twin and she is as pretty as me, what would you say after you had sex with her?
What?
Wait. I knowingly had sex with her?
You had sex with her.
Knowing.
Well, okay, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's like by accident. What would you, maybe, that's a weird question. I guess the Matt, what are you trying to, did you write that wrong? Are you doing voice to contact on Instagram? Let's say you accidentally had sex with her twin sister.
Right.
What do you say something to her after? That's what I'm gathering from Matt.
So if you cheated on me, would you say something? Is that what?
I cheated with you with your twin.
Twin sister.
Yeah.
And what am I supposed to say to her after?
Do you say
that?
Anything after?
Yeah.
Well, no, she's going to find out.
But it was an accident. I didn't know, and she didn't bring that up while I was banging her.
But let's say that she wanted to have sex with you in that situation, right? So you would also be driving a wedge between her and her sister by saying something.
Right.
Maybe your sister's going to stay quiet. Do you stay quiet too? Ooh, now it's a good question.
I'm going to stay quiet.
So you're going to cheat on your wife with her sister
identical twin
and
sister
not say anything about
and not say anything,
not say anything
even though I didn't know it at the time I want to go home.
Okay, so
I mean my other home.
The reason, other than this whole thing being stupid, this becomes such a problem for relationships, and it touches on something Kimmy said a second ago.
What's that?
It highlights the biggest personality difference between men and women. Men on the whole are straight up logical. If there is a problem in this question, We are going to fix it.
Yeah, it's A or B.
Yeah, if there's a problem, yo, I'll solve it. I forgot the rest of that Vanilla Ice lyric.
There's not a lot of emotion to it.
Exactly. Look, if you know, in this first question, if you're going to die, of course I'm going to cheat on you to keep you from dying.
Mm-hmm.
You dying is worse than me cheating, so cheating is the logical answer. If I answered a call from my ex in front of you, you would also be upset, so I would have the right to be upset also. Mm-hmm. If I were in a room with 20 naked women and I needed to find you without talking, I guess I'd start feeling around until I recognized your body.
Right.
Those are all logical explanations that make sense. The problem, as Kimmy touched on a second ago,
what's that?
You ladies think you're going to be surprised by the depth of your man's response.
Right. I think that's probably what it mm-hmm. is.
And it's completely out of character. Like, this is not a romantic comedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get some sideways, inoffensive, oh my God.
Some creative thing you didn't see coming.
Exactly. We're not, most of us are not creative.
And they're trap questions. There is no deep answer.
Thank you.
It's a trap.
Thank you. In asking these questions, well, ladies, you're just setting an impossible bar to clear. Mm-hmm.
I do think, though, it hurts because, like, with the game Taboo, like you're talking about in other ways that people have asked questions like this in the past, you're only getting that person's answer. Whereas when it goes viral, you're seeing the best and the worst of those answers. So every now and then you probably will see a guy who nails the answer, scripted or not.
Okay.
Right.
But he is going to set the standard for everybody else. So if you didn't say what that guy said, now you're in trouble.
Okay. Yeah, it sucks. It's stupid.
Yes, it does.
All right, see, this is we have women now writing us. The question we had brought up a second ago, the weirdest of all of them. You're in a room with 20 naked women. You're blindfolded. None of the women can talk. How do you find your wife? That is a question that a woman asked her boyfriend on Instagram. Amber writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. You could say, let me feel your hands or face.
Hands.
Well, that way you're not touching boobies. Yeah.
Face, so, maybe.
Okay.
And now I can recognize. I know you so well, I can recognize you by
because your hands are so weird.
I guess. You don't think you can recognize your wife's hands blindfolded?
I don't know. I mean, if your wife has standard, like, size hands, how would you know?
Say yes, Steve.
Honey, you have standard hands, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to pick you out of a crowd.
Well, you don't have weird-ass hands. You have, like, big-ass knuckles or something.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to have something different, I guess, to stand out.
I mean, smell would be the worst response, right?
Yeah. Oh, I can smell, man. Your odor fills a room, baby.
I mean, if you can recognize her shampoo or like the soap that she uses.
Okay. Maybe perfume.
Yeah, her perfume.
Yeah, but if there's 20 women in a room, odds are there's going to be another woman wearing that perfume.
What if it's 20 women and they're all Italian? There's no way you can pick up that scent.
Oh, you'd pass out immediately from it. It's just, you know, it's like, it's a war crime of perfume in there. Okay, we'll finish it up with this because Matt corrected, I read it wrong on Instagram, the twin sister.
Yeah.
Okay. The question was, if I had an identical twin, is she as pretty as me?
Oh.
Well, they're identical.
Say no.
It kind of answered your own question.
Okay, well, if she's not as pretty as me, we look exactly the same. I'm not pretty?
You're slightly prettier.
How? We're identical.
You're not. Your eyes. I don't know. Just pick something.
No, your eye identical.
I love how Kimmy becomes a man. I don't know. Shut up. Like, you know what we need to do to combat this?
Mm.
Start coming up with our own man hypothetical questions to let
women wouldn't even play. They wouldn't even play.
No, they
would
play.
You flip that script, I'm not playing. That's terrible. That's disgusting what you're
saying. No, they would
play,
but they would probably say something that in a roundabout way hurts you.
Yeah.
But they're allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Women are allowed to be like,
I think you're going to get an honest answer.
Or just shut it down.
Like, if I told my wife, you know, how would you find me in a room of 20 naked men? She'd laugh and go, I could find you pretty quick. And then she'd be like, and leave the room.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't play that game. It's going to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, okay. So let's stop, ladies, all of it. Shut down social media. Let's take a break.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
A blast from the past, Tommy.
What happened?
Something you connect with the 1920s. And something so dangerous, you'd think no one would be willing to try it now.
Yeah.
But two men from not around here have been busted after police, it looks like, believe they were doing this to try and get around.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Batavia. Last week, police were called after someone called 911 about a suspicious situation involving a CSX train.
A train?
A train. When police arrived, they found two men riding on top of a rail car.
It's like hobo style.
Yes.
On riding top of it.
Okay, so yeah, that's just it. Like, if I were to ask you, Tommy, you'd find two people in Batavia riding on top of a rail car, you would think...
Hobo.
Hobo.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Give me ages for them. What do you think?
Of those guys? I hope they're young, because I don't know how many old people could climb up to the top of a boxcar. Yeah.
Okay, so the two men arrested, one was 24 years old.
That makes sense.
The other, 44.
Yeah, you get kind of long in the hobo, too.
Long in the hobo. First of all, no teeth for the hobos, except for that one to open up the can of beans.
Oh, you mean El Chapa? I would say, yeah, that's like... That's a senior citizen at 44 hobo.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't live that long.
Especially ones that are train riding.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, hearing the allegations that there's a 24-year-old and a 44-year-old riding on top of a CSX rail car in Batavia, that's crazy enough. It's not the craziest part of the story.
What happened?
These guys weren't from anywhere near here.
So they've been traveling like this for a while?
The 24-year-old was from Minnesota. The 44-year-old was from Green Bay.
Okay.
By the way, two very hobo-y towns.
Yes.
Got to get back to Green Bay. My grandma's sick.
Did they both have harmonicas?
No word on the harmonica situation.
All right.
So, like, modern day hobos.
Is it coming back around because things are tough?
That's a great question.
And by the way, even if they're riding the rails, where are they going? What are they? I mean, are they looking for work?
They go wherever the train takes them.
Is that what it is?
That's how hobo life is.
Because usually they stop at a farm town and, you know, pick some vegetables to get paid and they're on their way.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. You got everything going on with the ice situation,
right?
So things did not go the way that the federal government planned, and all of a sudden these farmers are like, hey, man.
We need some workers here.
Do you have people traveling to migrant areas?
To pick?
To pick? But why? I mean, 24, 44.
I would guess they've been doing it, right?
I don't know.
I mean, that's one scenario.
No, but I mean.
I think 44-year-old doesn't start just this year doing this.
Okay,
like,
fair enough. Yeah. But I mean, you bring up a great point. Like, you've read The Grapes of Wrath. That's what people used to do in this country, right? Is go travel all over where the weather was warm and things got picked, and now all of a sudden that labor you counted on isn't there anymore. Is that a thing that's happening?
Could be, because they're not heading for the border, obviously, because they're coming cross country, so they're not trying to get out of here.
And by the way, we're making a lot of assumptions. I mean, it just says they're from Green Bay and Minneapolis. Mm. I'm just assuming that they're riding the trains from those places.
Yeah.
Right? Is that fair? Okay, so let's go down this road that you're talking about, because things in this country, financially, for a lot of people, not great.
Yeah.
Things are more expensive. Travel costs way more than you think. And it's hard to afford a place to live. Because these men arrested, if they've been riding the rails, is this a lifestyle they just enjoy?
Well, some people find it romantic.
Okay, could be that. Or are we going to start to see people jumping trains in an effort to get across America? Pack up your stick and bindle, grab your can of beans. Sharpen up old Ciampa there and head off to Walla Walla, Washington.
Well, I guess it makes sense because if you're looking to do that, you don't have any means of transportation. How many people are picking up hitchhikers anymore? Like, you might have a better chance of hopping on a train somewhere than you do hoping somebody picks you up in their car.
Okay, so let's talk about the hitchhiker thing. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We did discover that more people than we assumed were still hitchhiking. If we're talking danger.
Yeah.
What would be more dangerous, hitchhiking across America or riding a train across America?
I'm going to say hitchhiking.
Same.
Why?
Because if you're just jumping on a train, you're not like hanging out with the guy driving the locomotive. You're just on top of the train. You may run into people, you may not.
Okay.
I'm guessing hitchhiking, the guy that's picking you up may be a complete psychopath.
All right, they could be. I mean, there are people that also, you know, feel sympathy for these folks that need a ride.
You could, but I'm guessing a lot of movies with hitchhiking don't end well.
Okay, but I'm going to counterpoint you here. Like, first of all, you would have to catch that train without dying.
Yeah, well, usually you get in the rail yard.
Okay, yeah.
Trying to get run over.
But you got to hide, and then until the absolute moment, because these guys got caught sitting on a train that wasn't going anywhere.
Right.
And then, I mean, you sit here and say you're not going to hang out with the guy who's in the front of the locomotive, but if you're riding trains, I mean, these were two guys not from the same place. We don't even know if they
right,
know each
so
other.
You could be riding with strangers.
I mean, look.
In a bad way.
I don't know if I would want to be alone in an open cab in the middle of the night on a train
with
somebody else.
But But I could also be with some psycho trucker that's going to carve me up.
I think I'd take hitchhiking. I think hitchhiking, just if you go through the list of dangerous stuff, I agree with you. Hitchhiking, not a smart thing to do. But I think it's less.
You're taking hitchhiking over train.
If I could get run over by the train, I could get hacked up by some guy that I jump on a train with. Getting off the train could kill you. I think the hitchhiking might be safer of two really, really, really bad ideas.
Yeah, I'm taking the car.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I'm taking a train.
Yes.
He's taking the car.
I'm taking. I don't.
You're going to hitchhike.
I'm going to. No, yeah. I don't want to hitchhike. Yes, I do want to hitchhike. See, you confused me now. 252-WCMF. We're talking about these two men, 24 years old, 44 years old. Police arrested them in Batavia after finding them riding on top of a CSX rail car.
Mm.
They seem like modern day hobos.
Have you ever picked up a hitchhiker?
I know. I've always been too afraid.
Yeah, I have.
You were during hitchhiking time, though?
Yeah, but it was very common back then. But it was still weird. You know what I mean?
Why'd you do it?
It was a girl. And I was in my brother's car on Cape Cod. I had borrowed. So I picked her up. It was in a Ford Pinto. And I was going into town. And this like cute girl, I go, damn. And I just gave her right into Hyannis.
So how long were you in the car together?
Probably 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. Wow. You know? Like Christ on a crossover.
Hey, I thought I was going to get an HJ, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, who saw that coming? Sucker gives her a free ride. Yeah, sure. Got no Hyannis out of it.
No.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Riding a train.
Oh, I mean, as a woman. I'm asking. Say, as a woman, I'm taking the train. I'm not getting into a stranger's car. Like, safety 101, do not get in a stranger's vehicle.
Right. Okay. Especially if some man pulls up.
No, I agree.
I would be afraid man or woman, honestly, because I would be afraid man or woman getting into the car because like she could have a weapon on her. I'm not shutting that door.
You know, with these two guys on the top of the train in Batavia, yeah. According to police, what happens when you come to a tunnel?
You just lay down.
No, you hope that you're going to. Could you imagine?
I don't think it's that tight underneath there.
How do you know?
I don't.
Exactly.
But we'll find out together.
I don't think you'd say ow. I think it would be when it's over. It's
no,
done.
I think you got enough clearance where you just lay down.
What are you basing that on?
Well, those fight scenes you always see on top of trains and then the tunnels there.
God, you're an idiot. I also love how you say you take train, that would be safer. Just because you're in a tracksuit doesn't mean you have the athletic ability to pull off what you would have to pull off here.
Well, I say like,
Bro, you can't get out of your chair. I don't think you could get on a stopped train right now.
Well, back in the day, I could.
No, I'm saying right now. Hitchhiking.
Well, right now, yes. 66-year-old guy on a train.
All right, let me
ask you. I'm going to die. I'm going to get blown off anyway.
Are the people that are hopping on trains, do they know where the train's going, or are they just hopping on and hoping it's going in the right direction?
So I've seen it go both ways. I watched this really interesting documentary about modern-day hobos that was set in, like, the early 90s.
Yeah.
There are some people that have those rail schedules memorized, where
so
these trains are going.
They know where they're going.
And then there were some folks that were just like, wherever this takes me, that's where I'm going.
But, I mean, you can do it fairly safe because I know so the people that are trying to get into this country that are coming down from, like, Guatemala, El Salvador.
Yes.
There's a train that runs back and forth, and it's called the Beast.
Okay.
And migrants get on that train on top, and they're packed full of people. And they go under tunnels and stuff.
Okay, I'm going to counterpoint this, though.
What?
All right. It's not like we have really good documentation of what happens to them from the start of the journey to the end of the journey.
But I guess for the most part, they get to where they're trying to get to. And I know like they do it in India, and I know they do it in Brazil.
Okay, I knew you were going to say India, those videos of guys just like holding onto trains, which, by the way, that's like a common way to get around there.
Well, they just pack them in, on top and on the sides.
And they're holding on to a speeding train.
Yeah, it's hauling ass. But they do it.
Okay.
So it is. I'm saying, yes, it's dangerous, but it's doable.
Jeff writes us on Instagram, again, 252-WCMF. We're talking about these two men, 24 years old, 44 years old. They were caught, arrested, according to police, on top of a CSX rail car in Batavia. They're like modern-day hobos.
You know what would be really scary about being on top of that box?
What's that?
That thing's doing like 70 miles an hour, right? When it's out there flying along the rails.
Do they go that fast?
You ever seen a train when it's on like out in the open? Yeah, it's hauling ass.
Okay, why?
But like that just trying to hold on. It'd be like being on the top of your car that's doing 70. Ooh.
Teen Wolf did it.
Yeah.
Just think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They do haul ass.
What do we got?
Trains on shared tracks with freight generally cannot exceed 90 miles per hour and often limited to 79 miles per hour.
Goddamn, 90?
Typically travel at speeds of 70 to 80 miles per hour.
Jeff writes us on Instagram. You know, we were talking about the difference. What would be safer, hitchhiking right now or riding a rail? Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Jeff says, taking an Uber is getting in a car with a stranger. It's a valid point.
Okay, it's a little different.
It's a valid point there.
I mean, you're
being tracked.
You're getting some kind of information tied to a service.
Well, kind of, but we do see stories of people.
It is.
Dan says, hitchhiking all the way. How do you know where the train goes? Most trains go local. Is that true?
Well, I don't know.
Going from Pittsburgh to Chilliwack.
Well, making stops, maybe?
Here's some chocolate
milk. A big freight train, which I'm guessing is going to like a major city.
See, I always assume that too, but now that he says that, I have no reason to. I don't know where I got that idea from.
I don't know how often it stops.
You ate the Vanderbilt. It's got to get this steel from Pottsville to New York City. Got a skyscraper to build. It's called the Empire State Building. Going to be a grand old building from what I understand. Yeah, I don't know where trains go.
Well, I'm assuming eventually they all end up in New York.
No. How are we so dumb that
Wait. Penn Central Station.
Penn Central?
Penn Central Station.
Penn Central Station. They slammed them together. Now you got two big train stations. No, here's the other thing.
What's that?
I know from riding Amtrak as a kid
that
there are lots of major cities that Amtrak doesn't go to.
Oh, really?
Well, like, you know, as trains stop becoming like a major mode of transportation.
Yeah.
Cities that were like blowing up after the turn of the century, 1900, like they didn't need rail.
Oh.
So like if you're not staying in like the Northeast, it's kind of hard to get to where you got to go on a train.
Oh.
So much so that, like,
everything else kind of gets skipped until you get to the other side of the country.
Yes, I believe Amtrak either contracts with Greyhound or they have their own bus service to get people to cities that take trains that don't have tracks.
Oh, so then you got to go on a bus?
Yeah. Oh. So, like, I mean,
yeah.
If you're trying to get to a specific place, it would be borderline impossible, right? No.
You might have to walk a little.
Jack writes us as we were talking about hitchhikers.
Yeah.
Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. I picked up a hitchhiker at 7-Eleven in Geneseo. He was, I assume, on something, but he told me how he controlled the United States military.
Oh. Oh, so he was a ranking officer.
According to this man.
Look at that. Okay.
That would be enough, Jack, to never pick up a hitchhiker ever again.
Unless you just thrive on that kind of...
Adrenaline risk?
Adrenaline risk. You like the fact that you don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah. It's an adventure.
I always think, like, if you pick up one hitchhiker, you're somebody that would pick up a hitchhiker no matter where you saw them.
I know. I got to think.
You think there are people that are like, no, I'll do it one time.
I think, okay, maybe you have the idea you're going to do it more than once, but after that first bad experience.
Oh, yeah, you'd be off.
I'm out.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. I will say this. After all of the talk about how stupid the train riding is and how you shouldn't do it, and I agree with all that, it does seem romantic.
Well, yeah, because it was made like in movies and in books back in the day.
But I mean, even now, like, just, you know, hop on a train. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going to get off somewhere.
Yeah, it's a freedom. The open, no, nothing to worry about.
Yeah, yeah. Except
no food, no money.
But that's the thing, right? Like, you don't think you're going to end up in a town that you don't know. You don't know anybody. You have no money. Mm. You have to find a way to make money when you get there.
That's why that gambler tune never made any sense to me.
Which one?
The one with Kenny Rogers.
What? No way to hold
up. Yeah. You have no money. What are you gambling? If you all had some money, you wouldn't be in this situation, you idiots.
That's why you got to know when to hold them and know when to. It's very, even more imperative, the holding and the folding, minus the money.
He drinks his liquor, takes his money, and dies.
If you had a family member who you knew didn't have a whole lot of
money. By the way, spoiler alert. Go ahead, sorry.
If you had a family member you knew didn't have a whole lot of money, and they came to visit you, and you found out that they got there by jumping on a train... Would you offer to pay their way back to where they came from?
You'd almost
like
have
when
to.
They left, they're like, okay, I got to go hop on a train. Like, would you be able to watch them do that again? Or would you feel like I got to buy you a bus ticket or something?
How much do I like this relative?
Well, they're staying with you.
Yeah.
Well,
enough where they're going to come visit.
Yeah, you would have to pay for a bus.
You'd have to. Where am I dropping you off, man? A freight yard?
What if they're like, oh, you go, I got a bus ticket. Oh, because I just checked Southwest and it's only $85. All right, we'll wrap it up with this.
All right.
Because you believe, Tommy, that you could ride on top of a train safely and you wouldn't get knocked off by the tunnels and things that because of all the movies you've seen.
Yeah.
Kevin writes us on Instagram. I did a Google search. It says only several inches between the underside of a bridge and top of a train. So the Westerns lied. Ha, 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 ha.
Hmm.
That was Kevin.
Yeah, but I only need a few inches.
You're going to die.
No, but I'm small.
No, not that forehead's going to get stuck. Right off.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You ever have one of those moments where you see something so out of place, you feel like have I died? Am I having a stroke?
Sure.
This was one of those moments.
What'd you see?
And it's been bothering me so much all week long. I've been looking for an answer. We got to go to the air with it because somebody has to know what this is all about. It's driving me crazy. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Tuesday night. I'm driving my daughter back from hockey practice. I got to go from Fairport to West Henrietta. I am on 590 South. It's like 6 o'clock at night, 6:30.
Yep.
And in front of me, I see something on the road I have never seen in person before.
Damn.
It is a 1940s, 1950s ambulance.
Oh.
It's bright red.
Like as old school as you see. Yeah.
It looks like the Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
It looks just like that.
It almost looks like a car.
Yes. I mean, it does. But
it's like an old caddy.
From a distance, it looks like a trapezoid with wheels. And I didn't know what it was. I'm like, what the hell is that thing? So I realize what it is. And I go, when's the last time you saw a vintage ambulance?
Never.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, not rolling it down the street.
One that hasn't been turned into something else.
It's on 590, Kimmy. And it's got the windows and everything. So I'm like, oh my God, that's a 1950s ambulance. So I see it from a quarter mile away, and I'm trying to get close to it because I want to know about this ambulance.
Yeah.
And as I start to pass it, first of all, everything you need for an ambulance, still in the back.
Oh.
It's got the gurney. It's got, like, machines. You can see into the gurney.
Oh, did the poor kid have polio?
The side of it
says
West Webster Ambulance Service.
Oh, is it one of those things they put in a parade or something?
But it was a Tuesday night.
Where do they keep it, though? They just keep it stored away and bring it out for parade? Well,
where's it going?
Okay, that's what I want to know. Because
It's on 590, and it's not going towards Webster.
No, it's not. It's 590 South. It's headed towards Henrietta.
I wonder if there's these small town festivals and stuff like that.
On a Tuesday?
Like a car show. Would it be featured in something like that?
Car show.
There were a couple car shows over the weekend.
Okay, but it's Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. You don't do hot rod. You don't do car shows on Tuesdays.
But it's always hot rods, not ambulance.
But sometimes you get like those random vintage cars mixed in.
But it says Webster.
It says West Webster.
So like, does the town have that? I lived in Webster. I never saw that goddamn thing.
Okay, so here's what I want to know. Here's the craziest part.
I had polio for 2 years.
Still got it. I look in the back. It's got all the ambulance stuff in it still. It's really cool. It says West Webster. It's bright red. It's fire truck colors, but it's an ambulance. So I pull up to see who the driver is, and I'm thinking I'm going to see some firefighter in like a ceremonial uniform. It's like a 22-year-old kid.
Maybe he's just transporting it.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe he's getting worked on or something.
All right, so here's my question, and I need help because this is driving me nuts. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does this kid own a 1950s ambulance?
No. And he put Webster on it?
Maybe he's from Webster. Maybe they bought it from Webster and had it restored. Maybe it's like a father-son, grandpa-grandson project.
I'm going to say that kid works for the town and is just moving it.
Okay, but why would the town still have a vintage ambulance that they're taking care of?
I think they put it on display. Yeah, like every town has the old fire truck. The
old pumper, yeah.
Yeah, but and sometimes it's your mom.
I did that so I could do the your mom joke.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't go to rehearsal today.
The rehearsal.
I'm going to say they use it in parades.
Okay, so
because obviously they're not helping anybody in the goddamn thing. Liz Kennedy's been shot again.
Which, by the way, that didn't go so well.
No.
Do we have like a vintage fleet of emergency vehicles stored
every
away
town
somewhere?
Has one.
Yeah, I think every town does have
like one. Webster has like one of those old school fire trucks from like the '20s.
I thought every town still has an old school fire truck.
I think they have to by law.
Which no they don't.
You know, by law, every town has to have one.
Can we talk about just real quick, not to be that guy. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I like looking at them too. They're fun.
Everybody does.
But they look expensive and hard to maintain.
They gotta be super expensive.
Right? Like I don't want to hear
And they work. I mean they run.
Yeah. I don't want to hear anyone say that there's too much money that goes to school districts when you got a completely unnecessary old school fire truck. Like, come on, let's be real. We sold that fire truck. Might be able to help a couple more kids. I'm just saying we can have both of them. We can have that. You can have
those things have to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. To like,
it can't be that much.
To own and maintain over the years?
You think it's hundreds of thousands of dollars?
I bet. Go price out right now what a vintage 1910-20 fire truck would be.
Yeah, because they do get
If it's mint. Because they got like the tires, the whole thing looks legit.
No, I mean, this ambulance looked like it just came off the line.
The old guy in it looks about 100 years old.
Again, this kid was like 22.
That's a little shocking.
So we do have some information, according to somebody that seems familiar with the ambulance.
Yeah.
Okay. He said that they actually keep this stored in the firehouse, which they just redid, and it's like on display, like in a window or something.
Oh, why is it on 590 South then?
I don't know.
Okay, so Dan just sent me on Twitter a picture of exactly what you're describing.
Yeah.
Which one?
This one here? Yeah, I'm looking at the ambulance that I saw. It's so damn cool. Mostly because I love the Ghostbusters when I was a kid, so like I wanted to drive the Ecto-1.
So they have it on display like in a showroom at the firehouse.
So I would guess then the equipment inside is all probably vintage too, right? Like you wouldn't put new equipment in there.
No, I mean, look, again, I got a quick glance at it while I was driving by, but yeah, it looked like old school.
Well, he's got laughing gas. It's got a cigarette holder.
Probably does.
Yeah.
Lucky Strike, the cigarette your doctor smokes. 252 WCMF, I'm driving down 590 South on Tuesday, and I see a 1950s ambulance, bright red, from the West Webster Fire Department, being driven by a 22-year-old kid, and I thought I was having a stroke.
Yeah.
Like, well, I've never seen this before. It came completely out of nowhere. Scott has a theory.
What's that?
He writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Tom Walls has a Tuesday car show.
Oh, there you go. So that's where it went.
Is that in Brighton? Was it the Brighton? Because that's where you'd be going if you were headed 590 South.
Okay.
Okay, so Frank is writing us that the West Webster Fire Department has an entire museum.
Oh, they do?
Really?
Wow.
What else do they have?
Yeah, no kidding.
So they have multiple, like, old emergency vehicles?
What it seems like.
Because doesn't the city have, like, one of those vintage cop cars from, like, the 1950s?
A couple of towns do, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the city has one. There's a car. I think Gates has one.
But you can...
They still use it, actually.
Pick up hippies? And deserters.
But you were saying.
So, but I think that you can rent those things. Some of those things you can use and rent out.
For what?
We know a guy that got married that had one of those at his.
Yeah, I don't know if there's like a form you fill out. I just think you have to be a dick for 30 years.
You had to be a dick for. Well, he had to be a registered 30-year dick.
Which this guy was.
But he had a wedding that had one of those at the wedding inside. The wedding reception.
I love how he's just saying this. You're starting to realize what I'm saying.
I know,
is true.
But I
had it as like a centerpiece.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So it wasn't like there wasn't a purpose other than to there just was a look purpose. At it.
Nothing says romance like a 1950s police car. What every girl dreamt of when she was growing up. Woo!
And a nightstick. But I wonder if you could rent stuff like that out for parties.
I mean, it would be a way to make the money back to take care of it.
It would be huge.
It's not the dumbest thing in the world.
No, like kids would love it. If you had a kids party and you showed up with like an ambulance or a cop car like that.
I think the kids would want the more modern stuff.
They don't know.
They do know. They have TVs, idiot. They have eyes. They see what's driving around. I would be so disappointed.
What?
If I'm 7 and like, you know, they got these kick-ass fire trucks now. Some of them are like black.
Yeah.
Right? And then you show up with like a 1940s fire truck. Grandma's got to blow into the back to make the water go.
Kennedy's been shot. You're not the laughing gas.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Okay, we have gotten to the bottom of this, thank God.
Right.
It's been driving me nuts all week. Why I saw a vintage 1950s West Webster ambulance being driven by a 22-year-old kid on 590 South Tuesday night. Tommaso's on CMF. Hello, Tommaso.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
I don't know. You tell me.
They had a car show at the Monroe Hospital on Tuesday for the patients. So all the classic cars showed up. So we were all there hanging out in the parking lot Tuesday afternoon.
Wait, at the hospital?
For the patients,
at the
he
hospital,
said.
Right in the parking lot, Monroe Hospital.
That's the one on Mount Hope, or just off of Mount Hope there?
Right, that's the one.
Okay, that's cool. All right, that makes sense. So hey. how many like vehicles did you get out there?
There must have been over 50, 60 cars there.
Damn! That's what the ambulance sounded like.
A lot of classic cars showed up. A lot of Corvettes were out there. And they just had the patients come out in their wheelchairs, walking around, showing the classic cars.
That's awesome.
We do it every year.
It's funny. Like, you got the Corvettes and then the vehicles that would rescue you when you drove your Corvette
right.
like an ass.
There was a hearse out there. Imagine that.
What kind of, wait, a hearse?
It seems like a bad thing to take to a hospital.
Yeah. Hey, here's your next vehicle. If things don't work out with that thing on your neck.
Wait, it wasn't even like.
It was actually on the news. Oh. They had the news camera there. Yeah, the news was there.
That's
they
on
do
news
it every
day.
Year.
Must have missed it. Wait a minute. It wasn't like a hot rod hearse like the Munsters. It was like a straight up hearse.
Like the
straight
Munsters.
Up hearse, yep.
All right, Tommaso.
There's a big club of the hearse that they should go around with Rochester, around the club, car shows and everything.
Wait. Stop.
So there's multiple guys with vintage.
Multiple, yeah. There's a club. There's actually
funeral
a club.
Cars.
Okay.
Funeral cars, exactly.
Now you're thinking of all souped up on like Herman Munster.
What? Yeah, why else would you get one of those?
He also had
some
that dragster
are,
that was
yeah.
a coffin.
Some of them have props. You know, they do the Halloween and they right. do all the...
That'd be
they
cool.
They have the props out there. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
They had the Munster car at your Halloween party?
No, they don't have the Munster car. They have regular hearses. Yeah,
but it kind of looks like the Munster
regular
car.
Regular hearses all set up. Yeah, they have props in it. They have the coffin.
They had dead people in it. They had everything, man.
All right. Well, Tommaso, thanks for the info, buddy. You saved my brain.
No
I appreciate
problem,
it.
Guys. Right. Have a good day.
There goes Tommaso.
Hey, you learn something every day.
Do we have more vintage cars per capita in Rochester? Than
this is a
community?
Big... Hot rod town.
I'm not even talking hot rods. I mean,
but all that stuff. Yes,
the Batmobile existed in
yeah,
this town.
That's true.
Yeah,
down on Swamp Road.
Hot Rod Ranch.
Yeah, Hot Rod.
What was it called?
It was Hot Rod Ranch.
Hot Rod Ranch on Swamp Road.
Down on Swamp Road, and when you got to the Hot Rod Ranch,
how would I know I'm there?
You would know you were at the Hot Rod Ranch at Swamp Road, which once contained the 1960s version of the Batmobile, because there was a metal carving of a busty woman on top of a hot rod with a James Dean-looking character yeah. outside of it. And all of that is owned by the town supervisor of the town of Greece. And none of that was made up, yeah. and you can Google it yourself.
Yes.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.